One of China's big e-commerce companies raised $3.5 billion in Hong Kong in the biggest flotation of shares on the city's stock market this year. China's exports grew by 21% in dollar terms in November over the same month last year, the fastest pace since February 2018. Much of that came from exports to the United States, which rose by half, despite the stiff tariffs imposed by the Trump administration in the country's trade war. In Japan, the government began a fresh round of stimulus following earlier packages in April and May, and said it thinks the latest measure will boost GDP by 3.6%. As well as fighting COVID-19, the money will be spent on green and digital technologies. Société Générale became the latest big bank to recognize the pandemic's effect on changing customer behavior, as it set out a restructuring plan with a fully digital banking model at its heart. The French bank is merging its two retail bank networks, which will result in around 600 branch closures. Ivan Glasenberg decided to retire as chief executive of Glencore, a job he has held for almost 20 years. Under his leadership, Glencore became a global powerhouse in commodities, expanding from trading into mining. Mr. Glasenberg's replacement when he steps down next year will be Gary Nagle, who runs Glencore's coal business. He has been tasked with a new company plan to cut its emissions by 40% over the next 15 years. The World Economic Forum changed the location of its annual meeting next year to Singapore. The event, already postponed from January to May, is normally held in Davos, Switzerland, but the WEF thinks the risk from COVID-19 is too high in Europe. In what is thought to be the most lucrative deal for a single artist publishing rights, Bob Dylan sold the copyright for more than 600 songs to Universal Music. The price was not revealed, but the troubadour and winner of a Nobel Prize in Literature is said to have wrung $300 million from Universal. Certainly, no simple twist of fate.